Armadoxy for today, to the priests. The first responders in the church are often the priests. The priest is ordained to the ministry. In Armenian, the word for ordination is tsernatrutyun, which literally means hands placed upon. It refers to the biblical process by which the transfer of rites through the Holy Spirit is accomplished. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we read, "When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come to any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit." One of the marks of the true church is that it is apostolic, which means that there is a traceable line of succession to the time of the apostles. In other words, a priest can trace his authority within the church in a straight line to the time of the apostles, and therefore to Jesus Christ. In the case of the priests of the Armenian church, each can trace their roots to the apostles Thaddeus or Bartholomew. Now, apostolic also refers to the traditions carried over from apostolic times. In the Armenian church, a priest is not only ordained via the laying on of hands, but is also consecrated with the Holy Miron. Today we offer this prayer for all of our priests. It is written by Jesuit priest Father Karl Rahner. The priest is not an angel sent from heaven. He is a man chosen from among men, a member of the church, a Christian. Remaining man and Christian, he begins to speak of you, the Word of God. The Word is not his own. No, he comes to you because God has told him to proclaim God's Word. Perhaps he has not entirely understood it himself. Perhaps he adulterates it. But he believes, and despite his fear, he knows he must communicate God's Word to you. For must not some of us say something about God, about eternal life, about the majesty of grace in our sanctified being? Must not someone of us speak of sin, the judgment, and mercy of God? So, my dear friends, pray for him, carry him, so that he might be able to sustain others by bringing to them the mystery of God's love, revealed in Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your priest, remember your pastors, and if this spoke to you, please forward this prayer to them on your behalf.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.